A number of Islamic scholars and thinkers, both Sunni and Shia, have met together in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, to discuss the various aspects of unity, especially behind liberation movements in the region. The general agreement was that they must all unite under the aegis of Islam.
This is an advanced step in extending more support to the resistance which is facing Israel, the U.S., and the Takfiris all at once, although the focus is always on liberating Palestine and Al-Quds. This union brings together the biggest number of clerics in the Muslim world.
The International Union of Resistance Clerics is an offshoot of the International Conference of the Islamic World Scholars in support of the resistance, which was held in Tehran. Establishing the union in Beirut is considered very significant, since the Lebanese resistance plays a major role in the movement.
Meeting in the capital of resistance, Beirut, our brothers here have agreed that we are in a critical phase and there are two ideologies which can never meet, that of surrender and that of resistance. And through this union, we seek to establish a new phase to put our hands together and put issues on the right path.
Head of the World Assembly for Rapprochement Among Islamic Sects, Ayatollah Sheikh Mohsen Al-Araki, and Mufti of Syria, Ahmed Badreddin Hassoun, also attended the meeting. Sheikh Hassoun stressed that what is happening today in Syria is real jihad, or holy fighting against the true oppressors. It is also the same against Israel, which continues with its aggressive policies against the unarmed Palestinians. This conference is significant in re-establishing the role of religious figures in support of the resistance. The clerics here have criticized some individuals in the Muslim world for using their positions in order to target the resistance, and therefore have stressed that the need for a unified stance in support of the resistance, whether in Lebanon or Palestine, is a must. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.